Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview I did at a very amazing holiday event.
Okay, we're here today at Martin Community Center in Marshall. It is the Saline County Holiday Project for 2025, and right now I've got Audrey Ming with me. Audrey, this isn't your first time doing this. You're involved with other ways of giving, I understand. First of all, how many years have you done the Holiday Project here?
I'm the counselor at Spainhower Primary School, and ever since Spainhower became a school, we have tried to be part of the Holiday Project. Our character trait that we teach in December is generosity. So I share pictures of the Holiday Project, and we talk about what it means to be generous and kind and how to think about others who maybe don't have as much.
We've got some eighth graders in here today. They may joke around a little bit while they're doing it, but I know down deep they appreciate what they're doing and know that others do appreciate it.
Yes. So we do the Coins for Kindness initiative. And so for 6 days, kindergarten, first and second graders bring in any loose change and coins they have. And we talk about how it's so kind and how all those pennies and quarters add up. And it added up to $525. So, and a lot of the little kids talk about they brought their money from the Tooth Fairy and they brought their birthday money. And so it's so special, or any quarter that they find around their couch. And they feel so proud that they can contribute to kids that don't get the holidays.
Absolutely. We're enjoying this morning out here, and it's fun to just come out. I've been doing interviews, but I still get to watch and see what they're doing. And you've got, like I said, some eighth graders in there, and they've got some people middle age, and then you got some old fogies like myself in there helping them. And everyone does in the long run get benefited from this.
Yes. We talk about this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, and we talk about how when we do something kind for others, it makes them feel good, and it makes us feel good, and so we've just been talking about how kindness can spread, and it makes you feel so good just to being able to do a kind deed, and they were so excited to share. Another cool thing, our teachers, they also demonstrate what generosity looks like, and at our assembly, all of our staff contributed toys to the Holiday Project and food items so that the kids could see, no matter how old, no matter how big, no matter how small, we all have the power of kindness. And I just can't believe that they were able to raise so much money in 6 days, and they're going to be so excited.
You've got to be proud of yourself, too, for being a leader. And
our teachers are so proud, and they're so happy to teach that character trait so that they can go on and contribute to the world the rest of their lives. So we're so happy.
And anything you'd like to add, Audrey?
No, I just am so thankful to all the people that organized this so that my kids at school can have a great Christmas.
Well, we're thankful for you and folks like you that are helping out here. And a lot of smiles on the faces as people are in there working and helping out. So thank you for joining me here. We'll do this again.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
That's right. You too.
All right. Thank you. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What did the snowman say to the aggressive carrot? Get out of my face. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.